Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Steve King and Johnny Putman, and for Lisa Dent at WGN Radio. Boy, that's what people are singing, particularly if they're at Midway Airport.
Yeah.
We saw an interview with one guy. He said, I think he'd been there, since
Thursday?
Thursday,
yeah.
And they were saying the earliest he might be able to get out would be this coming Friday.
Right. It's really hard to wrap your mind around exactly what happened that caused this meltdown, and it seems to be primarily Southwest Airlines that's suffering, as well as everyone that has a ticket on Southwest Airlines.
And full disclosure, we're fans of Southwest.
Yeah.
We fly Southwest, but boy,
this is shocking.
Somehow the wheels fell off.
Yeah, we wanted to spend a few minutes with Peter Greenberg, host of Eye on Travel that you hear right here on WGN Radio in Chicago. And Peter is in all these wonderful far-flung places.
And Peter, I'm not just saying this, we love your show.
Yes.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate that.
And it's nice to finally get to talk to you. We want to know what your take is on what has happened with Southwest Airlines.
Well, let's start with weather, right? Everybody knew there was a storm coming. The weather forecasting has been excellent in the last couple of years. It allows airlines to do preemptive cancellations to be able to protect themselves, not to mention their crews and their passengers, so that nobody gets abandoned at an airport. You're just shutting down for a couple of days until the storm passes and they can get back on track.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a lot of airlines did on this storm. But let's look at the numbers. Southwest, hold on to that story for a second. United Airlines canceled maybe 5% of their flights. JetBlue canceled 6% of their flights. American, only 1% of their flights, because they did some preemptive cancellations. Southwest yesterday, 70% of their flights. So it's not weather-related anymore. It's operation-related.
Mm-hmm.
It's system-related. And this is all under the control of the airline. They can't hang this on weather.
Mm-hmm.
And their own CEO, in an email to his own employees late yesterday, early this morning, essentially said exactly the same thing, that their systems were antiquated, their communication systems relied on old technology, and when your pilots can't call the airline to find out where their planes are, where the flight attendants can't call to find out what flights they're assigned to, and here's the crazy part, when the airline can't even find out where their planes are, they shut down. And that's exactly, for all intents and purposes, what Southwest Airlines has done.
And Peter, nothing like this has ever happened in the whole world of airline travel. Am I correct?
Of course it's happened. It happened with Continental Airlines a couple of years ago. It happened
magnitude? This big?
No, nothing of this magnitude, but it happened. And they were able to fix their systems and update their systems to sort of mitigate the possibility in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Southwest Airlines, by their own admission, has not updated their systems, and that basically contributed to what we've just seen in the last couple of days.
Well, if I can add a little bit of information to what you've just been saying, partly personal. Patrick Crisman, who is going to be joining us tomorrow to talk computers, he's supposed to be coming to Chicago this Saturday. We talked with Patrick last night. He had heard from Southwest. They said, okay, we'll let you change your flight. Now, this was on Monday night. He said, we'll let you change your flight with no charge because we don't think we're going to be able to get you out even on Saturday. So you might want to look at sometime into next week. So he's doing that. But also, he said just what you've been saying, being a computer expert, he said historically Southwest has the worst antiquated computer system of just about all the airlines.
It's true. Look, you said you were fans of Southwest. I'm a fan of Southwest. They're on certain levels, they're the most efficient airline. They only operate one kind of equipment. That means their pilots are only trained on one kind of equipment. Their ground staff is cross-trained, so the guy who pushes the plane back can also unload the bags. They pride themselves on doing what? Turning flights around in under 25 minutes. They don't nickel and dime you. They don't charge for checked bags. There's a list of all the nice things that they do, and they do it well. This time, they basically threw in the towel. They did it terribly. Now, this raises a very important issue because, remember, if an airline cancels a flight because of weather, you don't have many rights as a passenger.
Mm-hmm.
But under the DOT rules, if the cancellation or the delay is caused by something that's totally under the operational control of the airline, that's another story altogether. And based on what the CEO of Southwest Airlines said to his own employees later yesterday afternoon, that's what we're dealing with here now. And that's why the DOT has announced they're investigating the case. So if somebody's holding a Southwest Airlines ticket or had to spend money on a hotel or meals or other transportation, you better hold on to your receipts. There may be some restitution coming your way.
That could be devastating, too, when you're talking about thousands, literally thousands. And,
This is probably going to cost them millions of dollars.
Yeah, I'm thinking thousands of people that are holding their ticket, clutching it in anger because they didn't make that cruise that they were planning on getting a plane to Miami to connect, weddings, funerals.
But remember one important thing, guys. In the damages situation here, you can only claim the damages on the cost of the ticket. Because that's what you contracted them to do, to get you from point A to point B. They weren't involved in your sister's wedding or your business meeting. Proving those kind of damages, it gets into a court situation, very difficult to prove. But in terms of the contract of carriage, if they can't get you to your destination, they are obligated under the DOT rules to take care of your hotel, to take care of your meals, and to get you to your final destination.
And the reality is their reputation is sullied for a very long time, because if people are given a chance to go with another airline, it's quite possible they'll, you know, if they waited for 3 days to get on a plane or if they didn't get to go to a funeral, maybe they'll think twice about booking with this airline in the future.
But, Peter, I don't know if you heard what Johnny was saying just a couple minutes ago about some of the other airlines charging enormous amounts of money to rebook people on their flights.
Well, here's a sort of a, I'm going to be nice. I'm going to actually call it a scam. Here's the deal. The airlines were offering what they call storm waivers, which allowed people to rebook flights with no penalty at a later date. Now let's get down to the definition of the three words, at a later date. They gave passengers such a limited window to rebook that it was essentially meaningless, because if you wanted to do it at a later date, the higher fares kicked in. Look, most people flying at this time of the year are going home for the holidays. They're seeing relatives. They're going for specific family events and gatherings. They're not going to rebook at a later date simply because it's not meaningful to them. They're not going there in January. They wanted to get there between December 15th and December 31st. So in a situation like that, everybody needs to remember one other thing. We learned this in the pandemic. It was part of my show for months. Under the DOT rules, if an airline cancels your flight for any reason whatsoever, you're entitled to an immediate refund to back to your original form of purchase, even if you bought a so-called non-refundable ticket. And the airlines don't often volunteer that information. They offer you future flight credits or vouchers. Don't take it. Take the money.
Now, we've talked about what has happened and where we are at this point. What are you hearing, or what's your best guess about where we're going from here? How is Southwest, based on the information you're getting, how are they going to pull out of this?
Well, they're going to pull out of it. I'm not worried about that. It's a question of how they're going to pull out of it. And they know, this is not exactly a news bulletin, that the DOT is investigating them. And that may result, in fact, I would probably say it will result in some enforcement action in terms of a serious fine against Southwest. Because the numbers of the flights that were canceled by the DOT's own estimation was unacceptable. Now, what will Southwest do knowing this fine is coming? They will do whatever they can to do immediate restitution and pay people back for a lot of their expenses to do that before the fine is issued, so they can mitigate the actual level of the fine. Because the DOT, if they see Southwest acting in, you know, in doing some goodwill nature here, they will reduce that fine. But I would be shocked if there wasn't a fine levied against Southwest.
Are you hearing anything at all about when Southwest may get back on schedule or close to a schedule?
Oh, yeah. I can tell you they will get back. Whether notwithstanding, I would say Sunday or Monday, simply because they've given up on their schedule for the next 5 days. And so by giving up on that schedule, they're basically basically saying those people in those flights don't exist. So we're going to start from scratch on Sunday, and we'll fill seats as needed and continue on our schedule. That's what I think they're going to do. So from an operational point of view, they'll be able to get back, you know, by Sunday or Monday. Now, the goodwill part of it, the restitution part of it, the possible DOT fine and other consequences, that remains to be seen.
But we got a break, but real quick. So if someone is listening to us right now and they're thinking, okay, I got to get from point A to point B, they should try to book that Monday or Tuesday flight now?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, Peter, thank you so much for joining us. Nice to talk with you, and we can catch you on Eye on Travel right here on WGN Radio. Thank you again, Peter.